falling snow blows across a winter landscape and over the glassy reflection of a frozen lake. The white powder collects on the scrawny, leafless trees.
Christmas time is here.
A group of children ice skate together at the edge of the lake, gliding around each other in smooth circles. Dressed in heavy coats, Linus and Charlie Brown trek across the snow into town together. Lights glow warmly in the windows of houses as they pass by, the night sky a velvety dark blue overhead. Clutching his ice skates, Charlie's eyes widen as he follows Linus. They wander over the brick bridge and lean against the edge. Linus pops his thumb into his mouth.
I think there must be something wrong with me, Linus. Christmas is coming, but I'm not happy. I don't feel the way I'm supposed to feel.
Noticing Charlie watching him, Linus stops sucking his thumb.
I just don't understand Christmas, I guess. I like getting presents and sending Christmas cards and decorating trees and all that, but I'm still not happy. I always end up feeling depressed.
Charlie Brown, you're the only person I know who can take a wonderful season like Christmas and turn it into a problem.
Maybe Lucy's right. Of all the Charlie Browns in the world, you're the Charlie Browniest.
Charlie frowns and trudges after him. They arrive at the frozen lake with the rest of the kids. Smiling, Snoopy glides through them.
Sleigh bells in the air.
Snoopy speeds across the ice and grabs Lucy's hand, twirling her around. A girl with dark hair joins them, and they form a chain with the rest. Snoopy twists and sends the kids flying. He spins on his stomach to Linus and Charlie and bites Linus's blanket. Charlie gets tangled with him as Snoopy swings them around. Charlie slides into a tree, causing snow to fall on top of him. A title appears, A Charlie Brown Christmas. Arms crossed behind his back, Charlie stands in the living room gazing out at the snow. He grabs his coat off the couch and puts it on. He walks to the mailbox, glances around, and opens it.
Hello in there.
He peers inside.
Rats. Nobody sent me a Christmas card today. I almost wish there weren't a holiday season. I know nobody likes me. Why do we have to have a holiday season to emphasize it?
He approaches the girl with dark hair.
Thanks for the Christmas card you sent me, Violet.
She glares.
I didn't send you a Christmas card, Charlie Brown.
She struts past him.
Don't you know sarcasm when you hear it?
He shuffles away and stops at a snowman radiating dirt.
Pigpen, you're the only person I know who can raise a cloud of dust in a snowstorm.
Charlie watches Snoopy sitting on top of his doghouse, reading a newspaper and munching from a tower of dog bones. A girl with short brown hair stands with Lucy, Linus, and Schroeder.
Try to catch snowflakes on your tongue.
She sticks her tongue out.
It's fun.
Linus catches one.
Need sugar. It's too early. I never eat December snowflakes. I always wait until January. They sure look ripe to me.
Lucy throws a snowball at an empty can balanced on top of a nearby fence and misses. Linus watches as Schroeder and Charlie make snowballs and join her. Linus makes a snowball and uses his blanket to fling it at the can. The can flies off the fence. Nose in the air, Linus struts past the others. Lucy glares.
You think you're so smart with that blanket. What are you gonna do with it when you grow up? Maybe I'll make it into a sport coat.
He grins and wraps it around his shoulders. Schroeder and Lucy watch Charlie as he wanders to Lucy's empty psychiatric help booth and sits down at the stool.
I think you have a customer.
Smiling, she zips over to the booth, dusts off the snow, and changes the sign to "The Doctor is Real In."
May I help you?
I'm in sad shape.
Wait a minute. Before you begin, I must ask that you pay in advance. 5 cents, please.
She glares as he digs in his pocket for a nickel and drops it into the tin can.
Boy, what a sound. How I love to hear that old money clink. That beautiful sound of cold, hard cash. That beautiful, beautiful sound. Nickels, nickels, nickels. That beautiful sound of clinking nickels.
She smiles.
All right now. What seems to be your trouble?
He sits down.
I feel depressed. I know I should be happy, but I'm not.
Well, as they say on TV, the mere fact that you realize you need help indicates that you are not too far gone. I think we better pinpoint your fears. If we can find out what you're afraid of, we can label it. Are you afraid of responsibility? If you are, then you have hypangeophobia.
I don't think that's quite it.
How about cats? If you're afraid of cats, you have aphasia.
Well, sort of, but I'm not sure.
Are you afraid of staircases? If you are, then you have climacophobia. Maybe you have thalassophobia. This is fear of the ocean. Or gerophobia, which is the fear of crossing bridges. Or maybe you have pantophobia. Do you think you have pantophobia?
What's pantophobia?
The fear of everything. That's it!
She falls into the snow.
Actually, Lucy, my trouble is Christmas. I just don't understand it. Instead of feeling happy, I feel sort of let down.
You need involvement. You need to get involved in some real Christmas project. How would you like to be the director of our Christmas play?
Me? You want me to be the director of the Christmas play?
He smiles.
Sure, Charlie Brown. We need a director. You need involvement. We've got a shepherd, musicians, animals, everyone you need. We've even got a Christmas queen.
He rolls his eyes.
I don't know anything about directing a Christmas play.
Don't worry. I'll be there to help you. I'll meet you at the auditorium. Incidentally, I know how you feel about all this Christmas business, getting depressed and all that. It happens to me every year. I never get what I really want. I always get a lot of stupid toys or a bicycle or clothes or something like that.
What is it you want?
Real estate.
They both watch Snoopy pass them, holding a cardboard box filled with ornaments. Charlie follows him to the doghouse and watches him decorate it. He hammers a piece of wood above the door and hangs a string of colored lights on it.
What's going on here?
Snoopy gives him a paper.
What's this? Find the true meaning of Christmas. When money, 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 spectacular, super colossal, neighborhood Christmas lights and display contest. Lights and display contest? Oh, no.
He grimaces.
My own dog gone commercial. I can't stand it.
Oh.
Sally holds up a clipboard.
I've been looking for you, big brother. Will you please write a letter to Santa Claus for me?
Well, I don't have much time. I'm supposed to get down to the school auditorium and direct a Christmas play.
You write it and I'll tell you what I want to say.
Okay, shoot.
Dear Santa Claus, how have you been? Did you have a nice summer?
He writes.
How is your wife? I have been extra good this year, so I have a long list of presents that I want.
Oh, brother.
Please note the size and color of each item, and send as many as possible. If it seems too complicated, make it easy on yourself. Just send money. How about tens and twenties?
Tens and twenties? Oh, even my baby sister.
All I want is what I have coming to me. All I want is my fair share.
Fade to black. The kids dance on a stage while Schroeder plays piano. Pigpen picks at a standing bass while Snoopy accompanies enthusiastically on an acoustic guitar.
All right, quiet everybody. Our director will be here any minute and we'll start rehearsal.
Director? What director?
Charlie Brown.
Oh no, we're doomed.
This will be the worst Christmas play ever.
Here he comes. Attention everyone. Here's our director.
Snoopy smiles as Charlie glares.
Man's best friend.
He goes to the director's chair.
Well, it's real good seeing y'all here. As you know, we are going to put on the Christmas play. Due to the shortage of time, we'll get right down to work. One of the first things to ensure a good performance is strict attention to the director. I'll keep my directions simple. If I point to the right, it means focus, attention, stage right. If I make a slashing motion across my throat, it means cut the scene short. If I make a revolving motion with my hand, it means pick up the tempo. If I spread my hands apart, it means slow down. It's the spirit of the actors that count. The interest that they show in their director. Am I right? I said, am I right?
He throws his hands up as everyone goes back to dancing. Linus and Sally hop around together, his blanket dragging on the floor between them.
Thank you.
sways her head back and forth beside a boy shrugging his shoulders to the beat. Snoopy bounces around with his guitar. Charlie waves his megaphone.
Stop the music! All right, now, we're going to do this play, and we're going to do it right. Lucy, get those costumes and scripts and pass them out. Now the script girl will be handing out your parts.
You're the innkeeper's wife.
Do innkeeper's wives have naturally curly hair?
She fluffs her curls.
Pigpen, you're the innkeeper.
In spite of my outward appearance, I shall try to run a neat inn.
Shermie, you're a shepherd.
He eyes the staff.
Every Christmas it's the same. I always end up playing a shepherd.
Snoopy, you'll have to be all the animals in our play. Can you be a sheep? How about a cow? How about a penguin?
He stands straight and waddles around her rigidly.
Yes, he's even a good penguin.
He jumps on her head and leers like a vulture.
No, no, no! Listen, all of you! You've got to take direction. You've got to have discipline. You've got to have respect for your director.
He mimics her.
I ought to slug you.
He licks her.
Dog! I've been kissed by a dog. I have dog germs. Get hot water. Get some disinfectant. Get some iodine.
He sticks his tongue out.
All right, script girl. Continue with the scripts.
Lucy glares at Linus.
Linus, you've got to get rid of that stupid blanket. And here, memorize these lines.
I can't memorize these lines. This is ridiculous.
Memorize it and be ready to recite when your cue comes.
I can't memorize something like this so quickly. Why should I be put through such agony? Give me one good reason why I should memorize this.
I'll give you five good reasons. One, two, three, four, five.
Those are good reasons. Christmas is not only getting too commercial, it's getting too dangerous.
And get rid of that stupid blanket. What's a Christmas shepherd gonna look like holding a stupid blanket like that?
Well, this is one Christmas shepherd who's going to keep his trusty blanket with him. See? You wouldn't hit an innocent shepherd, would you?
He wears it on his head.
Okay, Mr. Director, the cast is set. Take over.
All right, let's have a quiet. Places, everybody. Schroeder, set the mood for the first scene.
Schroeder plays.
Cut! Cut! No, no, no!
He goes on stage.
Look, let's rehearse the scene at the inn. Frida, this
we can't go on. There's too much dust. It's taking the curl out of my naturally curly hair.
Don't think of it as dust. Think of it as maybe the soil of some great past civilization. Maybe the soil of ancient Babylon. It staggers the imagination. It may be carrying soil that was trod upon by Solomon, or even Nebuchadnezzar.
Sort of makes you want to treat me with more respect, doesn't it?
You're an absolute mess. Just look at yourself.
He smiles.
On the contrary, I didn't think I looked that good. Sally, come here.
Linus watches.
What do you want her for?
She's going to be your wife.
Heart surrounds Sally as she gazes at Linus.
Good grief.
Isn't he the cutest thing?
She leans her head on him.
He has the nicest sense of humor.
He hides under his blanket.
Lunch break! Lunch break! Lunch break!
She gestures to Snoopy, holding his bowl in his mouth. He balances it on his nose.
All right, now, there's no time for foolishness. We've got to get on with our play.
That's right. What about my part?
She leans in closer.
What about the Christmas Queen, hmm?
Her lashes flutter.
Are you going to let all this beauty go to waste? You do think I'm beautiful, don't you, Charlie Brown?
He freezes.
You didn't answer me right away. You had to think about it first, didn't you? If you really had thought I was beautiful, you would have spoken right up. I know when I've been insulted. I know when I've been insulted.
Good grief.
Frowning, he picks up the megaphone.
All right, let's take it from the top again. Places. Action.
Snoopy hops around his guitar while the others dance in their costumes. Lucy snaps her fingers beside Charlie.
Charlie Brown, isn't it a great play?
He throws his megaphone.
That does present. Now look, if we're ever to get this play off the ground, we've got to have some cooperation.
He hangs his head.
What's the matter, Charlie Brown? Don't you think it's great?
It's all wrong.
Look, Charlie, let's face it. We all know that Christmas is a big commercial racket. It's run by a big Eastern syndicate, you know.
Well, this is one play that's not going to be commercial.
Look, Charlie Brown, what do you want?
The proper mood. We need a Christmas tree.
Hey, perhaps a tree. A great, big, shiny aluminum Christmas tree. That's it, Charlie Brown. You get the tree. I'll handle this crowd.
Okay. I'll take Linus with me. The rest of you practice your lines.
Get the biggest aluminum tree you can find, Charlie Brown. Maybe paint it pink.
Yeah, do something right for a change, Charlie Brown.
Lucy smiles to herself. Later, Charlie and Linus walk outside.
I don't know, Linus. I just don't know.
They march through the snow.
Well, I guess we better concentrate on finding a nice Christmas tree.
In the distance, two spotlights cross in the sky.
I suggest we try those searchlights, Charlie Brown.
They walk toward them and enter a Christmas tree lot. Linus knocks on one.
This really brings Christmas close to a person.
Fantastic.
They gaze over the field of fake trees, their pink, blue, and white exteriors lit up by rows of lights strung above. In the center of them sits a tiny, bare tree. Linus and Charlie study the tiny tree.
Gee, do they still make wooden Christmas trees?
This little green one here seems to need a home.
I don't know, Charlie Brown. Remember what Lucy said? This doesn't seem to fit the modern spirit.
I don't care. We'll decorate it, and it'll be just right for our play. Besides, I think it needs me.
It drops needles as he picks it up, and they head off with it. Elsewhere, Lucy leans on Schroeder's piano.
This is the music I have selected for the Christmas play.
What kind of Christmas music is that?
Beethoven Christmas music.
She makes a face.
What has Beethoven got to do with Christmas? Everyone talks about how great Beethoven was. Beethoven wasn't so great.
What do you mean Beethoven wasn't so great?
She glances back at him.
He never got his picture on bubblegum cards, did he? Have you ever seen his picture on a bubblegum card? How can you say someone is great who's never had his picture on bubblegum cards?
Good grief.
Snoopy peeks out from behind the piano. He puts his paws on the edge of the piano and taps his foot to the rhythm. He jumps on top and dances wildly. Schroeder and Lucy stare at him. They both glare. Snoopy notices them watching and stops his gleeful dance. His face falls and he slinks away blushing.
Say, by the way, can you play Jingle Bells? No, no. I mean Jingle Bells. You know, deck them halls and all that stuff.
She frowns and stands up.
No, no, you don't get it at all. I mean Jingle Bells. You know, Santa Claus and ho, 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 and mistletoe and presents to pretty girls.
She listens.
That's it!
Charlie carries in the tree.
We're back.
Smiling, he places it on top of the piano and more needles drop. Everyone stares at it, frozen, as Charlie takes off his jacket.
Boy, are you stupid, Charlie Brown.
What kind of a tree is that?
You are supposed to get a good tree. Can't you even tell a good tree from a poor tree?
I told you he'd goof it up.
He's not the kind you can depend on to do anything right.
You're hopeless, Charlie Brown. Completely hopeless.
Rats!
He goes to the piano.
You've been dumb before, Charlie Brown, but this time you really did it.
What a tree!
Snoopy laughs with them as the girls leave. Snoopy lingers and leaves with the boys. Linus joins Charlie at the piano.
I guess you were right, Linus. I shouldn't have picked this little tree. Everything I do turns into a disaster. I guess I really don't know what Christmas is all about. Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about.
Charlie watches Linus as he makes his way to the center of the stage. The other kids gather at the opposite end.
Lights, please.
A spotlight comes up on him.
And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Everyone stares as Linus picks up his blanket from the floor. He makes his way over to Charlie and holds up a finger.
That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
He puts his thumb in his mouth and watches Charlie walk to the tree. Charlie looks it up and down, smiles, and picks it up. The other kids watch Charlie pass them, carrying the tree off the stage. The class follows him as Charlie carries the tree outside into the winter night. The other trees bend under the weight of snow as he wanders down a path. The rest of the children make their way outside, with Linus a few feet behind them. Charlie stops and looks up at the starry sky.
For behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you.
A bright star twinkles. He stares up at it and smiles.
Linus is right. I won't let all this commercialism ruin my Christmas.
With one hand in his pocket, he wanders farther out with the tree.
I'll take this little tree home and decorate it, and I'll show him it really will work in our play.
Holding the tree carefully, Charlie skips excitedly down the snow-covered road and over a rolling hill. Fade to black. A first-place ribbon is pinned to Snoopy's decorated doghouse.
First prize?
Charlie rolls his eyes. He looks at the house and smiles.
Oh, well. This commercial dog is not going to ruin my Christmas.
He places the tree on the ground, borrows a red Christmas ball from the doghouse, and hangs it on the tree. It droops from the weight.
I've killed it. Oh, everything I touch gets ruined.
Hanging his head, he trudges away and leaves the drooping tree. The rest of the kids arrive and circle around the bowed tree. Linus stares at it.
I never thought it was such a bad little tree.
He stands it upright.
It's not bad at all, really. Maybe it just needs a little love.
He wraps his blanket around the base and steps back, smiling. The kids take the decorations from Snoopy's house and put them on the tree, making it lush and full.
Charlie Brown is a blockhead, but he did get a nice tree.
They smile and tilt their heads back, singing. They smile as he takes in the decorated tree, its branches covered with lights and ornaments. A star stands at the top.
Merry Christmas, Charlie Brown!
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn.
Credits appear, written by Charles M. Schulz, directed by Bill Melendez, executive producer Lee Mendelson, original score composed and conducted by Vince Guaraldi. Credits continue.
Join the triumph of the skies with the telling voice.
A Lee Mendelson, Bill Melendez production in cooperation with United Features Syndicate Incorporated. A Charlie Brown Christmas. The end. Copyright 1965 United Features Syndicate Incorporated.